The liturgical sense of the readings at Mass.
What are we doing at the Liturgy of the Catholic Mass? Yes, we are offering due worship to God. Yes, we are lifting up our hearts to God, making ourselves a sacrificial vessel to Him who sacrificed His life so that we might be free to serve God. However, if the Mass's essence and formative action is not an idea or a feeling, but rather a living person, what are we truly doing at the Mass is becoming free. And being made free, we are being formed to be alive. Therefore, the answer to the question, what are we doing at the Liturgy of the Catholic Mass, is that God is repeatedly awakening us to our conflict with sin and slavery so that we might repetitiously respond to our call, even as the proverb reminds us, for the command is a lamp and the teaching a light and a way of life, or the reproofs that discipline. Indeed, conflict leads to call, and God often reveals His conflict to us through the interplay of contrast, allowing us to recognize the stark difference between a life of freedom with Him versus a life that is trapped in the cycle of spiritual decline. This revelation frequently arises during moments of conflict and distinction, where we confront the darkness and chaos that follow when we stray from His path, where we deign to order our own day, rather than follow what Job called the candle that shined upon his head, in God's light he walked through. These moments of clarity often occur in the ugliness of human relationships, but we tend to ignore them due to the cloud of emotions and passions. However, the more we ignore these divine prompts, the more vividly God will mercifully move to illustrate the contrast so that we might be urged evermore to choose the path of righteousness. This didactic teaching method is common in sacred scripture. For instance, in the Gospels, from the prodigal son versus the bitter brother, to the virgins with oil in their lamps versus those without, to the good Samaritan versus the bad neighbors, Jesus consistently uses parables to create conflict between two or more things, guiding us toward the true path. In today's sacred reading, for the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C, from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 8 and verse 11, Paul recounts the conflict of calling, stating, "Last of all, as to one born abnormally, Christ Jesus appeared to me. For I am the least of the apostles, not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." In a gospel reading from Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, we hear a similar conflict in calling. When Peter, James, and John had been out fishing all night, but caught nothing, after Jesus commanded them to lower their nets at a time of day when fish were typically not caught, the text notes, "They caught a great number of fish. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at his knees of Jesus and said, 'Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man.' For astonishment at the catch of fish they made seized him and all those with him. In this, Jesus resolved their conflict by sending them, saying, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." One of the most famous conflicts between holiness and sinfulness is found in today's first reading for the fifth Sunday Ordinary Time, Year C, from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. In the hush of a sacred moment, Isaiah found himself standing in a place beyond his wildest imagination. The air shimmered with ethereal light, and soft whispers of angelic songs filled his ears. Before him, the Lord God Almighty sat on a high and lofty throne, his presence so magnificent that the very foundations of heaven trembled. Isaiah's heart pounded in his chest as he gazed upon the scene. The seraphim with six wings flew around the throne, their voices resonating with a divine harmony as they cried out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The sound of their praise was both awe-inspiring and humbling, reverberating through Isaiah's soul. In that moment, Isaiah was struck by the overwhelming purity of God, which contrasted with his own human frailty. He fell to his knees as Peter did, his spirit burdened by the heavily weighted realization of his sinfulness. "Woe is me! I am doomed! For I am a man of unclean lips, living among people of unclean lips. Yes, my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." As Isaiah's confession hung in the air, one of the seraphim flew to the altar and took a burning coal with a pair of tongs. The angel approached Isaiah, gently touching a coal to his lips. Though it seared with intense heat, Isaiah felt a profound sense of cleansing wash over him. His guilt was burned away. His heart was purified, allowing him to stand before the Lord with a newfound purity. The vision began to shift, and Isaiah heard the Lord's voice, powerful yet tender, asking, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" The question echoed within Isaiah's heart, stirring the deep courage and resolve. Rising to his feet, he responded with unwavering conviction, "Here I am, send me." Transformed by this divine encounter, Isaiah felt a calling to carry the light he had received back into the world. The magnanimity of God's love now illuminated the darkness Isaiah had once known, and he was ready to fulfill the mission entrusted to him. Isaiah's experience was but a foretaste of the liturgy of the Catholic Mass. The Lord Isaiah saw, seated on a high and lofty throne, is an image of the Holy Eucharist being elevated during the prayers of consecration. Just as the coals that burned in the presence of God purified Isaiah's lips, so too does the Holy Eucharist, who sits to the right of our Father in heaven, cleanse and sanctify believers, preparing them to be sent out into the world. In every Mass, we are invited to make the same confessions as Isaiah and be purified and set on fire as missionaries of God's work.
This is just one way how the readings at Mass this Sunday connect to the liturgy and how the liturgy is forming us how to live our lives in the world. Be in the world which you have received through the liturgy. I am David L. Gray. Visit me online at davidlgray.info for more content and context about the liturgical sense of the scriptures. Thank you.